Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
The following is a presentation of the Force Center podcast feed.
As Obi-Wan Kenobi once said, hello there and welcome to Force Center Presents Databank Dive. I'm Joseph Scrimshaw.
I'm Ken Napsuk. Are you already laughing? Because I think we're going to have a really bizarre one today.
I was trying to have some up energy and I said hello there real big. And that's not as Obi-Wan Kenobi once said. He didn't say hello there like a happy puppy. That's not the way Obi-Wan Kenobi talks.
It's a busy day. Well, we're going to talk wild and fun today. This is Databank Dive. This is our show where we grab a character, a planet, a place, a something, a this, a that from the StarWars.com databank, and we talk about it. It is we take turns picking the topic, so it's always kind of fun to see what the other person picked. We did a season of this on the sci-fi app, The Companion. You can sign up for The Companion, get our first season on there, also get some cool articles and stuff about Star Trek, Stargate, Star Wars, Marvel, other things as well. Joseph, I'm going to pass the baton back to you for this one because, we got a wild one.
Yeah, so we're a week behind on Life Day, but when we were talking about Life Day, I was just so excited revisiting Life Day, and my mind went to the beloved, well-known Star Wars character, Atticcuck. I always feel like a content warning should come before I say Atticcuck's name. We're going to talk more about that, but I got to say it. Some people might know Atticcuck better as Itchy, originally appearing in the Star Wars Holiday Special, of course, Chewbacca's father. Here's what the StarWars.com databank has to say about Atticcuck. Nothing. they don't acknowledge his existence. I could not find anything about Itchy on the actual databank. How do you feel about that, Ken?
I understand it because the holiday specials, you know, infamous standing in inside Luke's film walls for years and maybe even now. I just think there's more people that love it than they know, and maybe they do. Maybe there's a fight. Maybe there's this is the docuseries we need of the fight to get the holiday special recognized on the .com databank. I'm slightly disappointed that at least Itchy's not there. Mala, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, come on. Like, Itchy's canon. It's always, that always sounds so weird. Like, he's valid. He's real. But he has been acknowledged in modern canon, I do believe. If you go to his Wikipedia tab, which we are going to, or his Wikipedia page, the Legends tab contains quite a large number of adventures. And I'm going to be honest, I'm not familiar with all of Atticuck's adventures. Here's what the Wikipedia does have to say on the canon tab. There's a little bit more here because it's so fascinating. Here we go. Atticuck was the father of the Wookiee Chewbacca, who, when introducing himself to Han Solo, referred to himself as Chewbacca, son of Atticuck. I believe that is the actual translation from the movie Solo. So that's how Atticuck gets into modern canon. He... Atticuck and Chewbacca's mother lived in the city of Ruokororo on the planet Kashyyyk. By the year 19 BBY, Atticuck was already a light-furred elderly Wookiee. Nevertheless, he participated in the Battle of Kashyyyk, serving as a gunner aboard an Ovaer jet catamaran piloted by Zita Saba and Wolf Waro. The old Wookiee threw thermal detonators at the enemy, having practiced his throw in virtual reality games played on a mind evaporator headset. All right, let's just stop there for a second. How do you feel about that?
I love it. This is the silliest, weirdest thing ever. I love it. It just proof that my horse riding skills will improve the more I play Red Dead Redemption.
That information comes to us from Star Wars Complete Vehicles, written in the year 2018 by a lot of people. So who knows who made those decisions in the canonical life of Atticuck. But there you go. It goes on to say he later went on to mentor the Trandoshan Dashnaluk, daughter of Kratosk and clutch mate of Bossk. With his help, Dashnaluk eventually made a name for saving Wookiees from slavery, taking on the alias Chainbreaker. That, I know, is from the great Bossk story in The Empire Strikes Back from a Certain Point of View book. I loved that story.
That's a great
one. I loved Dosh, Chainbreaker, as we'll call her. And I forgot that Itchy was a big deal in that story. Here's even more from Wikipedia. Atticuck was first mentioned in Star Wars canon in the 2018 Star Wars anthology film Solo, A Star Wars Story. In the film, Chewbacca mentions him in Shirawook, though his name was annotated in the screenplay. Joe Schreiber's junior novelization of the film presents the conversation translated to Galactic Basic Standards so the reader can understand what Chewbacca says to Han. In Star Wars Legends, Atticuck, then known as Itchy, was created by George Lucas for the Star Wars Holiday Special, a variety show aired by CBS on November 17th, 1978, where he was played by actor Paul Kale. Atticuck's appearance was designed by Joe Johnston, who had worked as head storyboard artist on the Star Wars original trilogy. In his conceptual drawings, Johnston described Atticuck as a 350 to 375 years old Wookiee. Many of Atticuck's characteristics can also be attributed to Ralph McQuarrie, who recalled drawing an old Wookiee getting up out of his chair and several females and children. It's a little bit on the actual background of Atticuck and how he fits into our Star Wars world. Any thoughts on that, Ken, on his canonical appearances?
There's so much. I'm glad you reminded me of the From a Certain Point of View story. That's great stuff. You're killing the names, by the way. More on that, I'm sure. I vaguely remember his name be mentioned or was, you know, intended to be mentioned there in the Solo spot. I think that Joe Schreiber's junior novelization should be the standard for all novelizations. I'd love to have the Galactic Basics so I can understand. Easter woke up a little bit more. This is fantastic stuff. So many details, other things in there that we're not even fully mentioning yet. Just like he was going to be in Revenge of the Sith. It was kind of possibly designed for that. It was going to maybe die. There's so much going on.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, no, there's a lot in there. Yeah, about and that was the Han subplot that was dropped of him being raised by the Wookiees. Amazing stuff.
I'm glad it didn't happen for a lot of reasons. Number one, then it would maybe invalidate the holiday special.
I was thinking, like, that's got to be one of the big draws to George Lucas. If he was like, yeah, I think we're going to have Chewie's father in here and he's going to sacrifice himself. And then somebody says, what about the holiday special? George Lucas is like, I'm going to kill him harder just to break the canon of the holiday special. Yeah. So, Ken, how would you physically describe Atta Chitkuk?
So what version, what era?
Well, let's see. I mean, what, I guess, starting with maybe his holiday show appearance or if maybe you could even approach it as these are many different ideas of what he allegedly looked like. What is the Atta Chitkuk truth?
I'm going to go to the truth that I would say, if you say this name and someone knows it, Atta Chitkuk, and you go and they go, oh, itchy. They're going to go to the Star Wars holiday special, which is a extra long-haired furry Wookiee with an underbite like an old man at a bus station, with a little bit of a Las Opso kind of face, little fur, little Wookiee nose, some intense eyes, holding, in this one photo, holding an X-Wing toy, hunched over, gray, seeping through the light brown. A Wookiee as you know him, but just a little more frail and a little more comfortable in his chair.
He does have a wooden X-Wing in this one. Yeah. I think that is really, really great. A very accurate physical description. He is definitely an elder, a little shorter. Maybe it looks a little bit like he's got some spinal issues going on. Very, very gray, not necessarily even white, white, gray, the sort of the color of age and wisdom all over his fur. A big underbite. I thought at first maybe like we're kind of going with a gumming joke, but he's got some teeth still going on. Yeah, so there's a lot of sort of stereotypes of being elderly for sure going on with old Itchy. But when I was trying to find a way to like go ahead.
He definitely reads like a 1978 variety show sketch character of an old man.
He absolutely does. You know how old people do this?
That's him.
That's an oldie. Yeah, I mean, we're still dealing with the 70s, variety shows, I think, have a history in vaudeville and in panto and that, where they're stock character types, even going back to early Italian comedy, where what type of clown are you? Like, well, he's an old man clown.
Yeah.
So there is that legacy there. I was trying to describe him like without necessarily describing his physical features, but trying to describe like the spirit of what he looks like. And there's something about him. This is not entirely accurate, but emotionally to me, he looks like if Gandalf had a really rough life. There's just
took some turds, dropped out of the fight, developed a drinking problem and a video game addiction.
Yeah, a little bit of like, okay, well, your long hair and your beard just kind of met and covered your entire body.
it's all of our futures. But yes, that's accurate to me.
Yeah, when your hair meets and your beard meets, so it's elderly time. All right, we got a good sense of what Atta Chitkuk looks like. For you, what is the magic of Atta Chitkuk? What does he add to the legend of Star Wars?
I go a few ways with this, and we've been discussing the holiday special recently here on the news and cues, and we're always going to every year, every time November 17th rolls around, we're going to mention this special. It's fantastic in so many ways. It's horrible in so many ways. It's all of it. And I love celebrating all of it. And for years, knowing that, he's tied to a specific infamous scene in the holiday special that gets discussed. All the comedy kind of beats or intended comedy you and I are discussing in his appearance. But I'll tell you this. I've always been fascinated by Chewbacca having a family. It makes sense. Chewbacca didn't spring out of the ground. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe he could be like an egg mate, like the Tubes brothers. Tubes is my man. But I love that. I've actually always loved that. Honestly, that Itchy, then Mala, his wife, and his son. I've wondered why Chewie hasn't been around the house for a bit. Got some maybe talk talks with Chewie coming. But I love it. And I think it's a magic. Talk about the tip of the iceberg or family, all these big themes in Star Wars. Chewie's got that. Itchy represents that. And why wouldn't you want to see more? Did the holiday special nail it? Maybe not. Maybe not. But I wouldn't. I love that there's continued storytelling, and that even when Wendeg brought Lump of Waru back for an aftermath, mentions it made sense to me. I don't roll my eyes and go, "Oh, holiday special," because to me this is just part of the Star Wars story and the story of Chewbacca. So I'm fascinated with it and would like to know more. Take me. You know what? Itchy could show up in the High Republic and it would make sense for me.
Big and strong. Yeah, no, that'd be great.
Yeah.
No, I'm with you. I think that is the part of the Life Day that does resonate. It is these big ideas in Star Wars that do matter about family and connection and tradition and in the generational tale of Star Wars. No one just exists, right? And this idea that Chewie has a family, he has a culture with all these traditions, that's a part of his name, right? That I'm Chewbacca, son of Atta-Chit-Kuk. Like that the past does matter, where it came from matters. Some of those kind of big ideas in Star Wars, you can see all wrapped up in the dirty gray fur of Atta-Chit-Kuk. But I think he also, to me, represents something that we've talked about in Star Wars, where I'm trying to think of the right way to phrase this. It's almost like that was a comedy character. Yeah, it's been dropped on the floor, but we can dust it off.
Yeah.
Like Jackson, you know, Jackson used to be one of those joke characters. And then, you get writers who care about him and come through and kind of try to say, well, what's actually interesting about this character? And I feel like Itchy is a huge example of this, right? You could do a whole documentary called, Itchy, from Itchy to Atta-Chit-Kuk, the story of Star Wars, right? How characters start out is just totally comedic, totally bonkers. And then you get people who like want to tell their story, dive in, give them meaning. Look at the length of his Legends tab that gets into the culture of Wookiees. You got Itchy mourning for Chewbacca when he sacrifices himself and gets crushed by a moon in the Legends canon. Some dead serious stuff with warrior, proud warrior Atta-Chit-Kuk.
It really is. This is the Jackson rabbit of it all, right? Where I kind of had my mind changed on that with, Kevin Scott comes in and brings a love into that, right? And it's easy to, you and I love all Star Wars. We love poking fun at Star Wars. We should remind yourselves you can laugh at Star Wars just as well as you laugh with it and be moved by it, because it's part of the fun. It's crazy. It's just silly. But beneath it all, you're going to find a fan. You always say somewhere someone's got an itchy tattoo. You don't say it related to itchy. You just say in general, there's someone's got a tattoo of some character out there. And it's to be celebrated. So this is, again, why I would love more storytelling with him, but just knowing he's there, even if Chewbacca has not been crushed by a moon at this point in canon, it may be somewhere Itchy is sad that his son's not there to catch a Sunday game.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, even just the name of, like, okay, he's named Itchy.
Yes.
In the holiday special, then people are like, actually, that is short for Atta-Chit-Kuk, proud warrior. We can dust it off. We can have some fun with this. We can have some meaning here. That is definitely, to me, one of the big values of Itchy. There is so much fun stuff to discuss about Atta-Chit-Kuk. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back to dive into some of those infamous scenes, and we're going to guess a little bit on how Atta-Chit-Kuk feels about lots of galactic events. Back in a moment.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
And we are back to continue our discussion of Itchy, a.k.a. Atticchicock. And Ken, I need to know how you feel about this name. There are lots of silly, bonkers, over-the-top names, some too on-the-nose names in Star Wars. Savage Opress comes to mind. We've been joking about characters in Andor having just, like, those are human names spelled with extra letters. Hello, Tim Carlo. But Atticchicock, that's something different. Are you willing to say the name Atticchicock out loud in public to a non-Star Wars fan, or does it feel too offensive somehow?
Look, no, I would try. I think the bigger question is, could I say it? I have a weird, I don't know if it's an impediment. I've just all my life, and I've never really spoke about it, but I think if you listen to me enough, like I flip syllables every now and then. I just add a letter in there that's not there. It's a little thing that's always been there with me. This is a name that just challenges the hell out of me. Atticchicock. I'm saying cook. It's Atticchicock. Like, so I would be afraid to say it just because I'd really mess it up. But I give it a go. I give it a go because it's Star Wars. And is it too offensive? I'd explain where it's from. You know, I'd be proud to represent my friend Atticchicock.
Atticchicock. Yeah. Itchy. I think it's itchy. Itchy. Yeah. It, maybe understandable he decided to go by the nickname Itchy.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? Same with Lumpy.
Lumpuaru at least is a little, that still sounds fun. Yeah, I think, I remember looking up Mala Towbuck and being like, I thought her name was just Mala, but it's Mala Towbuck. And that was one of those fun things that I like knowing about Star Wars. I don't know why I didn't discover Atticchicock until later in life. But to me, it's one of those words. There's a couple fun things about it. I encountered for myself doing a lot of theater. There'd be those words where, like, you can't sound them out. You have to get a running start. It's like jumping over a brook. You can't just kind of half do it. You got to go all in, or you're gonna fall in halfway through the word. You're gonna be done. And right. There's something about Adda Chipcuck that's like, you gotta get a running start and come at that word full commitment, no doubt.
You're making it sound like the third act of Last Mohicans. You gotta charge up the hill. This is great. That's a wonderful description. I'd love to have that discussion with you in a lobby bar. I sometimes have to get over it. What happens with me by just running through it and acting like I said it right.
Yep.
You got to go with it. And then you get the flow, you get the rhythm, especially if you're doing like voiceovers and VO stuff, you can hit it. And then the word isn't a problem for me. It happens, but yeah, this is definitely one of those ones. But instead of like running up a hill, it drops down and it comes to the bridge you got to take. There's a rope bridge and then it just goes into a gully. Yeah.
Yeah. It's an obstacle course of a name. And then it's obviously chit just sounds like the naughty S word. But it also sounds like maybe that's offensive to somebody, right? That's probably a bad name that we shouldn't use, right? It just has that flavor. And then how could people know when they came up with this that cuck would take on a terrible relevance to our lives?
Yep. Yeah. I think I said this on 4Center before. Man, I apologize for that. But there was a baseball player in the late 80s into the 90s named Dante Bichette. And I would not say that name around my friends' parents or my parents.
Yeah.
Finally, one of my friend's moms, who was less worried about it, was like, "That, but it's his name. It's got a little maybe French, maybe French Cajun, or I think he was even from Canada." But it was just like, you can say that, Kenny.
Yeah. There's an old school, I'm going to get my mouth washed up with soap if I say the name of Chewie's father out loud. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, that's hilarious. So let's talk about the Itchy controversy. In the holiday special, Adda Chipcuck, then known as Itchy, watches an explicitly sexy song and dance performed by Diane Carroll on what is basically a VR headset. I rewatched it because I was like, yeah, no, I know it's a song and dance and it's sexy. I forgot that like a lot of the song is about like giving him pleasure and do you want to feel this and do you want to feel that?
Yeah.
And are we connecting? Do you like that? So how do you feel about that video? And do you think Itchy would buy stock in Meta?
Yeah, he absolutely would. Itchy sounds like someone who would take his YouTube channel and turn it into a deep fake channel. he sounds like he's a disruptor of industry. This scene is spectacular. I remember... I think I'd always heard about it and I saw maybe stills of it, even during the internet era. And then finally I had the opportunity to just like watch that clip. And this is maybe early 2000s. And it was like, it is worse and better than I could ever have imagined. It's
spectacular and not even remotely subtle, which I always forget and then revisit and be like, I remember it anew.
Yeah. Look, sexuality is a part of life. Sexual desire is part of life and they should be part of Star Wars. In fact, hey, we just finished Andor. We got Tim Carlo in his socks a night after a romantic interlude with Bix. It's there. It should be. I understand Star Wars is going to deal with it a little bit differently than other properties, as I think it should. But he's a groundbreaker in Star Wars. He was the first to get there.
Yeah, I mean, you and I have been big on, we love Andor, but you know, some of the ideas that are in Andor, they're expressed so well, but they're not entirely unique to Andor, right? And I mean, that's a conversation we can have on. Like, look, if you think like some of the actual sexual attraction going on between characters in Andor is good, that's great. But let's remember where we broke that ground: the Star Wars Holiday Special.
Holiday Special. Some other novels have done a great job with it. Yeah, I think Itchy walked so Tim Carlo's socks could run.
Very well said. I think Itchy is picky about what VR headset he gets. I like that he is using one called a mind evaporator, according to Wikipedia. I think he maybe turns up his wise old Wookiee nose at Meta. I don't think he's going to buy stock in something where his avatar doesn't have legs yet. That's just bull. Yeah. Bull bleep.
No, absolutely. It's bull out of chick cook. He would take one look at Zuckerberg and be like, no, not with that hair.
Yeah. Yeah. No, the actual, how do I feel about like, hey, you know, there's that Star Wars Holiday Special and it's this kind of weird, warm family holiday thing. And then, like, there's a whole interlude where Chewie's elderly father just, you know, needs, in the parlance of modern social media, needs to go to horny jail.
I'm trying to think of that era. It wasn't this, I, you know, we grew up in that era. I, you know, used to watch the Mandrell sisters every Saturday night on channel. I think they were right after the Muppet Show. I the Variety Hour, but I think I always remember it looking back, but again, maybe I wasn't getting the jokes, but it was sexual innuendos. It was double entendres. It was Charles Nelson Reilly going, he's chopping wood. It was, and here's Itchy just going, man, I'm sitting on the couch and getting to it.
It really is. I think it is, like, strangely complicated. You're right, because I'm all for sexuality as a part of life, and you shouldn't be ashamed of it, and you should find ways to talk about it respectfully. And you should pick and choose, and parents should certainly know when those conversations are happening so they can have conversations for themselves with their kids and all that kind of stuff. So there's that part of me is like, I'm not just going to sit here and sexuality shame at it, chick cuck. But I think it's just also an example of sort of like how times change and how sort of stock characters have changed. Right. Mm-hmm. I think what's weird to me about it is a stock joke from that era of comedy, of variety shows that, hey, grandpa's still horny after all these years. What are you going to do? You know, a lady walked by and grandpa went, whoa, and his teeth fell out. Isn't it funny that grandpa's still horny? Like, that was a stock character of the time. That used to be a family joke, right?
Yeah.
You know, you'd sit down for a family show and you'd be like, oh, hey, you know, this character's a drunk, you know, like Uncle So-and-so, you know, and this is an old horny grandpa, you know, like your horny grandpa. Like, it was just a thing.
Come on, Grandpa. You could be thirsty, but know when to drink. All right.
Yeah. So my official answer is I'm very confused. I don't know how to feel about this except to be having fun discussing it.
Yeah. No. But if you're listening and you haven't actually watched this and you only know about it in lore, take some time, seek it out, watch it.
No one is exaggerating.
No.
All right, getting back to some different matters. How do you think Atta Chitkuk felt about his fur going entirely white?
I think there's some pride in this. I don't know all the intricacies of Wookiee culture, but I think they looked at this differently than, say, I do. When I look in the mirror, my beard's more and more white every day, and I'm okay. The salt and pepper was, I was like, I'm good with this. This is great. You know, I'll get to the all white and it's going to be fine. And it's something we all have to face. And my mom's hair turned white in her 30s, not unlike Steve Martin. And she had to deal with that then. It was hard. And she didn't dye it. She didn't. She stuck with it. Always proud of her for that. And if she wanted to dye it, that would have been great as well. But I think all that to say, our real world hangups over it aren't as prevalent in the Wookiee village there. I think this is Itchy's like, yeah, this is where I am now. I used to be a great warrior. I used to fight. I fought in the Battle of Kashyyyk. And here I am now on the couch.
Yeah, no, I think that is a part of the whole Wookiee story of like their culture respects elders, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Itchy is a valuable member of the family. Chewbacca is still proud to be his son. So I like the idea that, you know, I kind of hope that it happened overnight after one specific battle and he gets to tell stories about it. Like, you want to hear about when my fur went white? Sit down, kids.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you old school without a VR headset. I'm just going to tell you with my mouth.
Gonna just make some growls. Yeah. I love that idea.
Yeah. Do you think Atta Chitkuk approved of Chewie's relationship with Han? We have some answers in the Legends tab, but in modern canon, how do you think Atta Chitkuk felt about Chewie making this life bond with this young scoundrel?
Yeah, I think in terms of like a life bond, or if it's a, you know, still officially a life debt.
Life debt, yes.
Exactly. Yeah, well, but I know that that phrase wasn't used in Solo, and some people had some questions about that going forward. But life debt. I think they respect it. I think if Chewie says that, they're going to be like, all right, we get it. And Han, you're welcome at our dinner table. I still think, I in my headcanon think Mala has a, I'd just love to know, Like, is this built in? Maybe they're this is the culture. This is a relationship. Mala's like, go do your thing. I'm here. I'll do my thing. And I'm not talking in terms of like an open marriage. I'm just talking about like, hey, you got to work this weekend. Go for it. Like, but the weekend is an entire galactic civil war. Like, I don't know. So I think I'm really, this is, I'm thinking on the fly. I think there was initially a misreading of Han by maybe Itchy. Like, you got a life debt to this guy. And then as Han changed and grew, by the time we seen the holiday special post Battle of Yavin, maybe words gotten out. Maybe Chewie said, here's what we've done. And maybe Itchy's like, you know what? I once fought for freedom. I once fought for my people, community, and the galaxy at large. And if Han, if you can commit to that, you've earned my respect. You'll always have my, understanding and respect for the life debt, but maybe Han grew into it and earned it a little bit more for the family.
Yeah, I think I feel that too. At first, there's like, what do you, son, you are so full of honor. What do you see in, okay, he helped you escape from prison. Great. Right. Okay, we really like that. But what else do you see in this guy? And then eventually, over time, I really feel like Itchy and Han would bond. And I have this picture of Itchy picking out sexy olives for Han for his birthday.
Love that. Love that.
It's another one from old Itchy. On the Legends tab for At a Chick Cuck, there's a whole section called Burying His Son. And the quote attached to it is At a Chick Cuck saying to Han Solo, death may have extinguished my son's defiant flame, but our debt to you continues until yours is extinguished.
Oh,
from watching a horny VR headset to this somber moment, that is the story of At a Chick Cuck.
That's beautiful. That's
we always like to make it personal as we begin to wrap up our episode here. So, Ken, would you ever want to cosplay as At a Chick Cuck?
I think I'm getting there. I think I'm getting there. I would. That'd be a character. I don't cosplay much. I actually don't cosplay at all, I should say. But I like that one.
I would be happy to. I have enjoyed in the past playing older people in shows. It's a fun way to really get into your body and really imagine what it feels like when your body is working a different way. So like, be a really fun way to go around a convention. Nobody could recognize you. And they'd be like, well, that might be an actual elderly person that we should give some space to. And maybe a good way for me to shop for action figures at Star Wars Celebration is to dress up as At a Chick Cuck and try to convince people I'm actually, you know, hundreds of years old.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm just trying to think, going to all the conventions, Star Wars or otherwise, I don't recall like anyone going around with like an Itchy with like a hologram Diane Carroll that they can hold out in front of them or something.
We got to put a call out for that. My lord.
You got the pink short sound guy. You got Tarkin with slippers. I love all that, but I haven't seen a lot of Itchies. If there are, I'd love to see some photos. Let us know.
Yeah, Itchy with mind evaporator headset. Let's do it.
Yes.
Let's do it. Would you want to live to over 300 years like At a Chick Cuck has?
No. I was talking with our friend Billy Business, and he said he read an article that if people live to like, if you're around like by 2030, the health advancements could make it that you live to the average lifespan, not average lifespan, but lifespan, you could live to like 120. And we were talking about it. I'm like, I think I'm good. I'm not going that Wookiee route. So we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I hear you. I hear you. I think this is a part of my, I always want there to be hope. I've mentioned it as something that like I need to be careful about. Sometimes, you know, a friend just wants to tell me what they're bummed out about. And sometimes I'm like, yeah, but around the corner. And sometimes I need to learn to just be like, nope. You just need to commiserate that something bad happened. I get it. I think that's a good way to illustrate how I relate to hope. And I think as a part of that, it's just like, I want to live as long as humanly possible. I want to live until like, I'm good. Okay. I'm ready.
I want to live forever. Yeah.
And I feel like 300 years, I'd probably be like, yeah, what more do I got to do? So yeah, I want to match Itchy if at all possible.
Okay. Yeah. I'm there. Cool.
Yeah. We'll see. I don't get to just decide. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Exactly.
I got itchy goals, put it that way. We're going to move on to our final rating. We are going to rate the wild and weird factor of Ata Chitkuk. Our rating is based on one of the original Star Wars weirdos, Lobot. So out of 10 Lobot heads, one being the least, 10 being the most, how many Lobot heads do you give Ata Chitkuk? How weird is he, Ken?
Okay, so here's the thing. The idea of a elderly or elder Wookiee in the city there, Chewbacca's father, that's not weird. That's what I would expect from the Star Wars storytelling. But then you see Itchy in his later years, and then you see that scene, and it's almost an 11 out of 10. So I'm going to have to find the middle ground, and I'll go like 8.5 out of 10. Normal Grandpa Wookiee doing some weird things.
Yeah, no, I get you. The on paper, or like probably even just like reading some of his adventures in the Legends continuity back in the day in those books, it'd probably be like, yeah, what's weird about this? Chewie has an honorable warrior father who has grown a little bit old. What? Yeah. But that is not how I've experienced Ata Chitkuk. I've experienced him as a weird, horny grandpa with a name that I'm afraid to say in public. Mm-hmm. So I got to give him a 10 out of 10 for just being damn weird as I relate to Ata Chitkuk.
I think that's right. I think that's accurate.
Maybe he has 10 Lobot heads. Who knows? Who knows what Ata Chitkuk has in his closets? You'll never know. All right. That is our big look at Ata Chitkuk. You can find links to all things Force Center on our Twitter at Force Center Pod. We are also now on Hive. No pod in the handle, just at Force Center. So check us out there. Ken, where can people find you and your adventures?
Yeah, find me at Ken Napsuck. Go to my website, KenNapsuck.com. If you're in town, Los Angeles, Southern California, you want to come on out for a fun event December 3rd. There are two shows. Mark Ellis is taping his next comedy special. I'm doing some hosting of the event, 7 o'clock and a 9:30 show. Very fun special occasion. So if you're around, come on out. Ticket information on my website.
Excellent. And you can find me on all the social media is at Joseph Scrimshaw, and check out my YouTube channel by going to YouTube and searching Joseph Scrimshaw. But for now, for myself, for Ken, for Ata Chitkuk, this has been Databank Dive.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.